People's essential purpose. Many people misunderstand evolution. It's not about making species better. It's about genes surviving, not entire animals or people, but the genes themselves. People have inherited various traits that are harmful to them, like genes prone to causing cancer. Surprisingly, these cancer-causing genes rarely show up before someone can have children, ensuring they aren't passed on early. Childhood cancer doesn't benefit these genes because kids don't reproduce, so the genes die with them. But adult cancer is different. When older adults die from cancer, they often leave behind children who inherit these genes. In this way, the genes achieve their main goal, survival. Genes act in a selfish way, prioritizing their continuation over the well-being of the individual or the species. Genes that aren't useful disappear, while those that are finding ways to protect themselves keep replicating. Humans are naturally inclined to prioritize their interests, driven by genetic predispositions. However, this doesn't dictate what people should do morally. It's a common mistake to think evolution favors the survival of groups or species because some animals and many humans exhibit altruistic behavior. Misconceptions about evolution. When a bird spots a predator and cries out, it warns the flock but also risks becoming the predator's target. Similarly, a honeybee stings to protect its hive, sacrificing itself in the process. Some believe these behaviors evolved for the benefit of the entire species. However, this belief is unfounded. Evolution doesn't aim to safeguard species as a whole. When species survival alone doesn't explain certain behaviors, we turn to a smaller unit, the gene. A gene is the fundamental unit of replicating material that survives long enough to reproduce, be accurately copied, and influence natural selection over multiple generations. Significance of replicators in evolution. Darwin's theory of evolution, often misunderstood as survival of the fittest, is more accurately described as survival of the stable. Stability refers to anything enduring enough to have a name, like mountains, animals, plants, and even raindrops. There is a natural tendency for things to become stable, which we see everywhere, from the fusion of hydrogen atoms in stars to the formation of diamond molecules. A diamond, for instance, is a single molecule with a repeating atomic structure. In human blood, hemoglobin molecules are composed of 574 amino acids organized in identical, highly stable patterns. These patterns are so stable that the human body produces and degrades around 400 million hemoglobin molecules every second. In the ancient past, amidst a chaotic mix of chemicals, a molecule called the replicator appeared by chance. This molecule could make copies of itself, though not always perfectly. Errors occasionally occurred during copying, creating variations. The versions of the replicator that were more stable tended to survive and replicate further, while less stable ones faded away. This process, known as natural selection, favored replicators that could persist longer without changing much. Evolution is essentially a quest for stability. Organisms don't actively seek to change, they strive to maintain stability. Yet, mistakes in replication drive evolution forward by introducing changes over time. Evolutionary competition among replicators. To grasp the complexity of evolution, consider not just replication and errors, but also competition among replicators. Replicator molecules, made of building block chemicals, diversified over millions of years due to copying mistakes, becoming varied and long-lasting. As these replicators multiplied, the building blocks they depended on grew scarce. Some replicators evolved to attack and consume the building blocks of others, while their prey developed defenses. This contest spurred the evolution of more complex defenses, from simple envelopes to sophisticated structures like the human body itself. Human evolution was shaped by the competition among replicator molecules, driven by the same principles that governed them in the early days of Earth's chemical environment. Imagine yourself as a survival machine for these molecules, now known as genes. In this view, every living organism can be seen as such a machine. Live aimlessly, survive without direction. DNA, too tiny to see, is made of two twisted chains of nucleotides. In each of your cells, DNA contains the complete code for your entire body. Think of the cell's nucleus as a bookshelf holding the blueprint for your body in 46 volumes. Each volume is a chromosome, made up of genes, which are made of DNA. There's no consciousness, purpose, or plan in DNA. Genes that survive are those that create the most effective survival machines. Evolution follows a path set by the first replicators. These replicators have become highly advanced over time. They learn to cooperate and create intricate survival tools, like keen eyes, strong muscles for specific tasks, and ears tuned to complex music. Despite lacking intelligence, replicators also learn to produce machines capable of creating masterpieces like the Pietà, designing grand cathedrals, or even establishing vast empires. All of this progress occurred without any deliberate planning or guidance, solely driven by the relentless force of natural selection. How cells reproduce. Most cells reproduce through a process called mitosis, where one cell divides into two identical cells, each with a full set of chromosomes. However, specialized cells like sperm and egg cells reproduce differently, using meiosis. In meiosis, a cell starts with 46 chromosomes but divides to form two cells, each with only 23 chromosomes. This process involves a lot of mixing of genes, where chromosomes exchange genetic material. Imagine chromosomes as binders full of pages. During meiosis, these binders swap some pages around to create new binders with a shuffled but orderly arrangement of numbered pages. Genes aren't neatly packaged pages but long strands of messages that can split unpredictably. Shorter genes stand a better chance of surviving intact compared to longer ones because splits happen randomly. For instance, chromosomes only last a single generation. During meiotic division, chromosomes break apart and reassemble, ensuring genetic continuity. Your chromosome 8A rarely remains exactly as you inherited it over generations. Small intact segments of it, known as genes or chestrons, may persist through numerous generations. These genes undergo rearrangements that create remarkable variations among species. Sometimes, changes or breaks occur within genes, altering their genetic code. These alterations are known as mutations. Mechanics of genes. Genes control the creation of proteins, which is a powerful but slow process in influencing how living beings function. It takes 9 months to develop a human baby, but once born, a baby needs to quickly adapt to survive. Consider a young bird hunter, they must swiftly react to catch their prey with a shotgun, aiming and shooting accurately. Genes don't directly control these actions, but they set a blueprint that guides their survival instincts to hunt, eat, and stay alive. Genes equip animals like polar bears for survival in specific environments, like cold Arctic conditions and hunting seals. If the Arctic suddenly became tropical, these genes wouldn't help, because they're designed for cold survival. This shows how crucial genes are in shaping creatures into survival machines fitted for their environments. Genes influence behavior in honeybees. When faced with diseased larval grubs, hygienic honeybees remove infected grubs by uncapping their cells and discarding them. Scientists conducted experiments crossing hygienic bees with others to study this behavior. The results were revealing. One group of offspring showed full hygienic behavior. Another group exhibited partial hygienic behavior, uncapping cells but not removing grubs. Surprisingly, a third group appeared non-hygienic until grubs were uncapped, where they promptly discarded them. This research demonstrates that different genetic instructions dictate various degrees of hygienic behavior among honeybees. Selfishness supports stability. In the animal kingdom, survival often boils down to competition among species. Some creatures eat others, while some develop defenses against being eaten. Interestingly, animals of the same species rarely kill each other, especially when competing for prey or mates. Instead of lethal combat, they establish dominance through intimidation and tests of strength. Game theory helps us understand these behaviors. For instance, fighting to the death consumes a lot of time and energy with a high risk of mortality for both parties involved. In contrast, displays of strength or bluffs are less costly and often more sensible, depending on what's at stake. Elephant seals illustrate high-stakes competition well. They fight fiercely for access to a harem of females, which means greater reproductive success. In contrast, small Arctic birds are less aggressive because the payoff from fighting isn't worth the energy they could be using to hunt bugs or gather seeds for their young. Every second spent fighting means less time for essential tasks like feeding their broods. Evolutionary strategies in animal behavior. Fighting among animals often follows specific rules that ensure their survival. For instance, when confronted by an intruder, some animals attack immediately. If they are the intruder and face no resistance, they advance. If attacked, they retreat. Monkeys and hens take this further by remembering past opponents. A monkey that has won a fight against another monkey is likely to win again, and both monkeys understand this. Hens establishes a hierarchy where each knows her place. The concept of an evolutionarily stable strategy, ESS, helps explain why behaviors like cannibalism are rare. Even though a large lion could easily prey on a smaller lion, cannibalism isn't common because it wouldn't lead to a stable situation. There would likely be retaliation, making it an unstable strategy. Cannibalism isn't necessarily bad for a species as a whole, but it's not beneficial for the genes that drive a species' survival tactics. The evolutionary paradox of human behavior. Genes drive behaviors like generosity and selflessness to ensure their survival. Relatives share more genes, so genes promote sacrifice within groups to protect their kind. This isn't planned but a genetic strategy to preserve more genes. Game theory helps predict these behaviors mathematically. Soldiers in World War I, like Germans and British, sometimes avoided killing each other, showing a kind of unspoken agreement. This paradox shows how selfish instincts can lead to behaviors that resemble altruism. Key points. 1. Evolution favors gene survival, not the well-being of individuals or species. 2. Genes survive by replicating, even if they cause harm after reproduction. 3. Behaviors like altruism can arise from genes promoting survival within family groups. 4. Natural selection drives evolution by favoring stable replicators. 5. Competition among genes shapes complex survival tools in organisms. 6. Mutations introduce diversity, helping species adapt to changing environments. 7. Game theory explains why animals avoid lethal fights, ensuring species stability.